This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has registered a decisive victory in the Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. The BJP won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the AAP bagged 22 seats. Congress failed to open its account. A party winning more than the halfway mark of 35 seats forms the government in the national capital. Prominent winners from BJP include Parvez Sahib Singh, Vijendra Gupta, Kapil Mishra, Tarvinder Singh Marwa and Arvinder Singh Lovely. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi Somdath, Gopal Rai, Jarnail Singh and Imran Hussain. The notable faces who lost include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bharadwaj, Durgesh Pathak and Awadh Oja, Congress's Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Biduri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Delhi will get world-class urban infrastructure now. Addressing BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that the NDA means good governance and development. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will now see BJP's good governance in Delhi for the first time.
Delhi ki yuva peedhi 21st sadi mein paida hue sathi ab pehli baar Delhi mein bhajpa ka sushasan dekhenge. Natije dikhate hain ki bhajpa ki double engine sarkar ke liye desh mein kitna bharosa.
The Prime Minister said that the Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust that the country has in BJP's double-engine government. He also said that Delhi is not just a city, but a mini-India which lives the idea of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Mr. Modi expressed satisfaction that every section of the society voted for BJP in large numbers. He pledged that every promise made to Nari Shakti will be fulfilled and added that women voters have become the BJP's shield. The Ministry of Defence has signed a contract with Bharat Electronics Limited for procurement of 28 Eon 51 systems for 11 new generation offshore patrol vessels and 3 cadet training ships for the Indian Navy. The contract will cost over 642 crore rupees. Eon 51 is an electro-optical fire control system which provides search, detection and classification of targets using electro-optical and thermal imagers devices. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has urged pharmaceutical industry to prioritize quality and innovation, positioning itself as the driving force behind India's medical advancements. Addressing the 63rd annual day program of the Indian Drug Manufacturers Association in Mumbai, Mr. Goyal said while the Indian pharmaceutical industry has made significant progress, there is still a long way to go. He emphasized that all the companies in the sector, both large and small, must work together as a cohesive unit to make the country proud. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar chaired a meeting of the Central Advisory Committee for the Pradhan Mantri Anusuchit Jati Abhyudaya Yojana, PMRJAY, in New Delhi. The meeting focused on reviewing the progress of the scheme and formulating strategies aimed at the socio-economic upliftment of the scheduled caste communities across the country. Tripura government has signed Memorandum of Understanding MOUs worth 3,700 crore rupees with 87 private investors in education, healthcare, agriculture and IT sectors in the two-day destination Tripura Business Conclave that concluded in Agartala yesterday. Talking to media, Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state government is actively working to attract private sector companies from the country and abroad to invest in the state. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called upon people, especially young minds, to turn towards books for strength and inspiration, launching 2 books at the ongoing New Delhi World Book Fair 2025 yesterday. In men's cricket, India will face England in the second of the 3-match ODI series at the Bharapati Stadium in Cuttack this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. India, having won the first ODI in Nagpur by 4 wickets, will aim to secure an unassailable lead in the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.